Insert theme music here.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Are You Smarter Than a Disney Child? Are you, Clayton? You feeling like you're smarter today?
Probably not.
Clayton, that's not the kind of attitude you need to have to win.
Sorry, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
You got it. I think you'll do it this time.
Okay.
So what? You need 7 out of 10?
So it's the 7 out of 10.
I think
sure.
We have 10 questions today.
Okay, 7 out of 10.
Sure. To consider pass.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. To all of our Patreon members, I think they believe in you.
Some of them believe in me, yeah.
So I don't know. Do we need to reintroduce this or no?
No, I don't think so.
Asking Clayton questions that I created a very long time ago.
Yeah, there
so
we
that
go.
That is hence, is he smarter than a Disney child?
This is like bridging volume 2 into volume 3 or something.
This is still volume 2.
Oh, wow.
Okay, Clayton, are you ready?
No.
For question number 1.
Oh, no.
Whose houses can you visit in Toontown?
Mickey.
Minnie. Also, look at how whose is spelled.
Whose house?
I don't know. I don't know what's happening there.
Mickey, Minnie, Goofy, and Donald.
Yeah. There was also one more place you could visit.
What?
There was one more house you could visit. Considering when these questions were made. I mean, also, this house was also there before they did the big Toontown renovation. So it still was in existence fairly recently. There was one more house.
Pluto's doghouse?
Pluto lives with Mickey.
Daisy?
No.
Clarabelle?
No.
Pete?
No.
Chippendale?
Yeah, their treehouse. Okay. That was where your new sleeping spot in Toontown.
Is that where the treehouse
was? There's that overhang. They used to have a treehouse.
Interesting.
Very tight quarters,
so,
I must say.
So I'm assuming I don't get that one right then. Great.
Yeah.
Perfect start to this.
Because you technically should. You've experienced Toontown in this form. You've never been in the treehouse, I guess, but you should have known this.
Last time we ever went to Toontown. Yeah.
Don't blame the questions.
Last time I ever went to Toontown, probably before that, was when I went as a child.
No, we've been in Toontown before. I made you go on Roger Rabbit.
That was only after the remodel.
No.
Yeah, it was only after the remodel.
Still no excuse.
All right, fine. Failed.
Okay, one wrong.
Great. Great.
Name in what lands the pretzel carts are located.
Oh, what is this? Oh, my goodness.
Pretzel carts. So none like, well, obviously Galaxy's Edge wasn't a thing when these questions were written. But like, you know, the pretzel thing at Oga's wouldn't count. It's like at a cart, kind of like a trip.
Frontierland.
Yes. Thinking of two more.
Tomorrowland.
Yes. And the one more spot. There's a really funny story behind, while you're thinking, there's a really funny story behind why this question was written. There was specifically one trip where it was like pouring rain. And then I don't know if it was that day when my family and I went, but I remember there was one day out during that trip where we really wanted a Mickey pretzel and like we couldn't find it anywhere. So then we took note from there on out. Where are the actual carts located?
Okay, so Frontierland, Tomorrowland.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a There's cart another on one. Main, is it on Main Street? Because it's a popcorn.
There's also a churro cart on Main Street. We purchased one there.
There's a churro cart on Main Street. Popcorn cart on Main Street.
You can even get turkey popcorn. Legs on Main Street.
Popcorn. Oh, there's two popcorn carts on Main Street. There's a churro cart. It's not on that side. So it's not. No, it's not on Main Street. Because then it would be.
Where is that final? Where else could you get that
it's gotta
delicious
be
Mickey pretzel?
It's got to be Fantasyland.
Can you tell me where in Fantasyland?
Oh, come on.
I mean, you get it correct, but I'm wondering. Well, can you tell me where?
Fantasyland, it would have to be...
This cart has some very nice theming on it as well.
The churro cart, there's two churro carts in Fantasyland. I don't know. It's got to be by Small World.
Mm-hmm. It has Small World theming on it.
So don't worry, I was just walking through the park in my mind, so no big deal.
You're like, I can visualize
it all. Because churro cart's over by Casey Jr. in Fantasyland.
There's two in Fantasyland, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's the churro, and then there's popcorn carts over by Matterhorn. Mm-hmm. And the pretzel carts over by Small World.
Good job. It's like down that long walkway.
Churro carts, churros you can get in New Orleans by...
Front of Haunted Mansion. Ooh, where can you get pretzels in Frontierland? Do you know where the cart is?
It's on the backside of Thunder. It's like it's on the, or is that one closed? No, because the churro cart is across from the popcorn cart. So yeah, it has to be by Thunder.
That was in front of Mark Twain.
Well, yeah, it's by Thunder on the backside of Thunder.
I thought it was more like by the entrance to Mark Twain, though.
Isn't that where you get the turkey legs?
I'm not talking about that one. Whatever. Okay. You got it right.
Okay.
One for the win, Clayton.
Yes. Fun. Okay.
Oh, this will be a fun one. You're probably going to be like, oh, this question is dumb.
Fun.
So I'm taking you back. Do you ever recall a time, I'm going to call it the proper way, Autotopia. When, so they've like changed it so the Osmo robot is now part of the ride. Do you remember a time before that?
No.
Oh, well, you're not going to get this right. So they used to have, it was sponsored by Chevron,
uh-huh.
I believe then. Uh-huh. And they created these like car characters and they had, because they have that big TV, they would like do these animation sequences with these different cars, and this is also when you wait in line, they handed out physical cards to you, like your driver's license, and on each card there'd be one of these car characters and they each had names. And fun fact, I actually have it. One time when they were handing out these you can pick it up while I keep telling a story. Story time. One time when they were handing out these physical cards, my dad and I both looked at the back of them, and there wasn't a car character on them, but it said, you won a free prize. Go to the, I don't even know what the shop was that was attached to Autopia at the time. They said, go redeem your free prize. So we got these, like, car things, car toys. And this was one of the characters. Uh-oh, are there hints?
No, I don't think so. But that's not one of the characters. I mean, the Chevron had that big thing in the 2000s.
I mean, they don't have
They had that was their big ad thing too. That's all.
Yeah, they had them at the gas stations. Yeah, but there specifically were three different characters for this.
I have no idea. I honestly don't know. I'm sure they're car puns. I have no idea. I already can tell you. I have no idea.
Okay.
Can I get hints? I guess.
Oh, can I give you? I don't know how to give you hints on these.
Susie.
So this was Susie. That's why I said I think that is one of the characters. She was orange.
Susie.
Okay, and then there's two boys. Two boy characters.
Bartholomew?
No. Now you're just cheating. Okay, you lose. Yeah. Dusty and Sparky.
Mm.
I think one was green and one was purple. Well, this isn't looking so good, Clayton. Can he pick it up is the question. Are you ready?
This question is impossible.
No, it's not.
There's no way anyone knew this question. There's no way anyone knew. No.
You stood in the line for this. They also had a part of the line. I don't think you've stood in it even to this day. But there was a part where you'd go under like an overhang section and they had little videos for you to watch. And you'd get stuck in line at this part and you'd have to watch this video roll around like 10 times in a row because they were really short.
Okay, well... What's the next question?
I knew it because I got those driver's license cards every single time we went on it. So you knew the characters. And you're like, ooh, I got Susie this time. I need to collect my Dusty and Sparky.
Goodness. All right.
Okay, next. On what ride do you have the chance to get two heads for one of yours? I thought this was
me. John Cruise.
I was like, this is one of the easier ones.
John Cruise. Well, they moved away from this joke, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they moved away from this joke.
I mean, fairly recently they've moved away from it because they used to have Trader Sam standing at the end and he was holding a shrunken head.
Yeah, they moved away from that. But yeah.
Correct. And that was always the joke. Like every single time. They could always make changes, but that was the joke they literally told every single time.
Well, there's a couple jokes that are told
every single time. You get two heads for one of yours. Yeah. They're like, oh, great deal.
It's a great deal.
Good job, Clayton. It's like, isn't that just a great card?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Clayton.
It's a lovely plus sign. It's a four.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yeah. All right.
Next question. Mm. Speaking of four, are you ready to name some characters?
Four of them?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
What are the names of the four main birds in the tiki room? Okay, let's start with
Jose.
Yeah, who's the main bird?
Jose. Pierre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know you know it.
Jose, Pierre. What's the German one? I want to say Fritz, but.
Do you want to say Fritz?
No. It's not. Something with an M? No. Jose, Pierre.
Is there something that starts with an M?
Jose, Pierre.
Uh-oh. I think your brain is on the Fritz.
It's not Fritz. I know it's not Fritz because that's that other joke your dad tells.
What's the joke my dad tells?
Well, it's that one story where they're in Epcot. And they're in Epcot.
That's so bad.
And they go to the Germany Pavilion. And he goes, aren't you supposed to name Fritz or something?
Well, because he had, I don't know, the worker there had
like Michael,
a very normal name. Yeah. Like, dad.
Michael?
Yeah. It was the last name. It's the final name.
It's the German one.
Uh-huh.
Is it? It's the German one, of course. It's the German one I'm missing, right?
It's the German one.
Great.
I can't do this impression. Oh,
is it? What is his name? Is it? It's German. It's a German name too, right?
Yes.
Is it Fritz? No.
Is it? I don't know. Is it Fritz? I'm not sure.
Something with an F, right?
I'll tell you once you give me the answer. It's something with an F, though. I don't know.
Can I get a hint? Can I phone the audience? Can we get an audience phone in?
Phone a friend.
Can I phone a friend? Jose, Pierre, Michael.
I'll just say you're on the right track. Is that your final answer, Clayton?
Fraulein? Fritz?
Fraulein?
Frederick.
I don't know. Is that your final answer?
No, that seems really complicated. Frederick? Frederick.
Keep in mind, it has to be... Okay, here's your hint.
It has a
their name
little
tags
thing.
Are really small, so it has to be a short name. It can't be something big like Frederick.
Yeah, so Fritz really works.
So do you want to stick with Fritz as your final answer?
I'm not sure. Can I get in a multiple choice question?
I can't think of...
it starts with an F though, right?
It does. I'll give you another hint. It's an F-R.
Great. That's what I have
so
already.
Is it Fritz or isn't it?
What would be another German word that's not Fritz?
I can't believe this is the question that you're stuck on.
Fraulein? No. Franco, Frank, Franco, Frankie. French.
Francis.
Francis? France? No, that you want to do that. Francis.
Or would I?
It's not Fritz. It's definitely not Fritz.
No, it's the final answer. This episode's just gonna be a lot of
Jose.
You said Jose.
Jose, Pierre,
Wake
Michael.
Wake up, Jose.
Pierre, Michael, and
Rosita. Oh, wait. No, that's one of the females.
Emily, stop throwing names. Frankenstein. Frankenstein. Fritz.
Okay, Clayton. You need to
Fritz.
Give me your final answer.
Fritz.
Are you sure? Are you confident with that?
No, I'm not confident.
You're correct.
Oh, my gosh.
You're like, it can't be Fritz. It's definitely not Fritz. I'm just like, oh my gosh, just say Fritz. You want to do Fritz?
Wow. I got them all right.
Oh boy.
It wouldn't be this without a little bit of drama.
Because if you only said it's definitely not Fritz about 10 times.
I didn't want to be the stereotypical guy. It's definitely not Fritz.
Oh man. Okay, well, you got that by the skin of your teeth. Can you pull it out for this next one? God. I think you can.
Okay.
This one might need some
explanation. Can we get like questions like where are the churro carts?
I gave you pretzel carts. What do you mean? I just gave you
where
that.
Where are the popcorn carts?
I just gave
where
you that.
Where can you get a chimichanga?
Clayton, there's several places you can get a chimichanga. Do you even know the several places?
There's the one on Main Street. There's the one in Fantasyland. The whatever it's called. The
Edelweiss. Yeah. I don't know. And?
I don't know.
Maybe that should be a future. Oh, this should goodness. Be, are you smarter than a current Disney
adult? All right, y'all, what's the next question?
Finish this phrase. We're sticking with Tiki Room from the Tiki Room.
Oh, great. In the Tiki, 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 Tiki Room.
In the Tiki, 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 Tiki blank.
Room?
No. Okay.
Or like, or is it click, 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 click.
Okay, are you ready?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Someone
left the shower running. What? Yeah,
that's what I was going to ask you. Someone left the blank running.
Someone left the shower running.
Do you want to see what I wrote as the answer?
Shower. finish the phrase from the Tiki Room. Someone left the shower running. Do I get bonus points because I knew where you were going? Like, you didn't even have to say it. I knew where you were going.
Why are you beating me with the card?
I should get a bonus point.
No, you should get a minus for saying
I should get a bonus point. I knew exactly. If this is an evidence how far we've been or how long.
This is how well Clayton knows myself and my family. Because this is like a running joke growing up.
This is a... We've told this story now twice because we told it in the main episode, which we just recorded, but it's relevant. So last night, I don't know, I was making noises in the kitchen and I went with it. I just go at Emily. I'm just like, like nondescript, like weird, random, unseen noises. And Emily goes, are you doing the totem pole from the Tiki Room? I was like, exactly. So now.
And I said, to be fair, when you've sat next to those columns things. With those guys chanting, it's like hard to erase that from your memory. It sticks with you when you look directly in their eyes and they go, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
We always sit in the back too, so we're always next to the poles.
Pro tip, sit in the back of the Tiki Room. Those are the comfortable chairs. Yeah. They'll still get a good view. So should we tell the story behind Chower?
Because
that's like a running joke in my family. Yeah.
Yeah, whenever someone says they're gonna shower,
I'm gonna go take a shower. At least I'm about to go take a shower. That was just like always one of the lines we found so funny.
I've lived
for
with
whatever
Emily's
reason.
Emily's family too long.
Yeah, we have certain lines we like to repeat, and that is one of them.
Like ice, having that ice.
Oh, don't say that one. There might be kids listening.
If you ever meet Emily's dad. Ask him to do the ice bucket
joke.
Ask him to do the ice bucket joke.
Eccentric.
Do the ice bucket joke.
Only if you're an adult, though.
When Emily and I started dating, about a couple months in, we went to Disneyland for the first time. And we went with her mom and dad and her sister. And Emily
had
to worm her dad so hard. He was trying the hardest to not embarrass Emily. And aware or himself because he just is now getting to know me, and she was pushing his buttons so hard. Hey, Dad,
why aren't you doing this in front of Clayton?
Do your ice bucket joke, Dad. Do your ice bucket joke, Dad.
And they looked you finally.
And then
finally, like, after he ate him on.
Finally, and then it like snapped in place. He's like, "Hey, Clayton, what am I doing?" I won't spoil the joke. He like paused
and stared you directly
in
the eyes.
And then you hear Emily's mom in the bathroom. Ed, no!
Don't tell that joke, Ed.
That's a lot of Ed and Lori's interactions.
Oh man!
All right, what's next?
You're gonna love this one because you're definitely not gonna get it right.
Like, where can you smoke in the park?
Where are the designated smoking locations? Well,
they changed, haven't they?
You can't smoke in the park at all.
Yeah.
That's entirely changed.
Okay, well, remember that was a big deal. They're used to be behind Thunder.
Yeah, like on the trail. Because they're still like, you can see there's benches and everything.
When it used to be behind Thunder.
How many more are they? Let me just double check.
Oh my gosh, how many more are there? How many more are there?
One, two, three, four, five. between both parks. Disneyland and California Adventure. What seems like a good spot to go?
Okay, behind Thunder, they did it because it was like out of way. So it's got to be somewhere out of way. Where would be the other places to do that?
In Disneyland. I think Fantasyland.
It must be all the way back there behind Small World.
Do you just want me to tell you the answers?
Oh, is it? Yeah.
Okay. Outside the entrance to Matterhorn.
This is a nonsense question. This question isn't relevant. This question isn't relevant anymore.
I mean, I had to know the answers to these because...
Yeah.
We used to go with someone that was a smoker, so we knew all of the locations, the designated smoking locations. Okay, are you ready? Yeah. This is history, Clayton. You can't do that in the parks anymore.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Outside the entrance of Matterhorn.
Okay.
This always seemed like a weird one by the Tom Sawyer rafts.
Yeah, that seems like a weird one.
And they have a side area, I guess, where you can hang out, but still always felt weird.
Yeah.
Soaring Over California. And that's wide open.
Yeah.
Near there.
Mm-hmm.
By the Ferris wheel.
That's weird.
Yeah. And then they had by Muppets 3D, which is now the PhilharMagic section.
That's also, well, I guess it's a little bit
more. It's open.
Okay.
There you go. In case you're wondering like, where you could have count. A drag that back one, in the day.
Comment on this video if you think that one should count.
Hey. Don't blame current Emily.
Hey, come on. That's a nonsense question.
Even a child knew these answers.
I can't believe you grabbed that question for this one.
Well, I had to divvy up the hard and easy ones because we have one more round of volume two. You're setting
me up for failure with these questions.
What do you want to do? Toss it out?
Susie, Dusty, and Sparky? What is this nonsense?
They're important members of extinct Disneyland.
Oh my gosh.
They matter too.
No.
They used to provide me hours of entertainment in line.
Yeah, it sounds like you were real entertained. Slow. Seems like you were really entertained with that one.
Oh yeah. They're iconic.
Yeah, they're iconic.
Okay, Clayton, are you right? Autopia. I believe in you in this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Great.
Name the three fairies in Sleeping Beauty and which color goes with each. Uh-oh.
Marigold?
You're kind of on the right track.
Merryweather. Yes. She's the green one. She's the blue one.
Okay.
Flora and Fauna. Fauna would be the green one. Yes. Flora would be the red one.
Correct. I'll allow it, even though technically...
You have to give me some credit. My brain went extremely blank when you asked this question.
I mean, I'm impressed. You knew, you did good. You did good.
I knew him.
Just had to get you on track. Once you have Fawn, and then it's like, oh, green. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Well done, Clayton. Yeah. Well done. Okay.
Sleeping Beauty, massively underrated film.
You're going to be able to even get this next one, Clayton. Okay. I know it.
Okay. Hopefully
it's a toughie, but I know you'll know being a ghost host and all.
Okay, so it is a Haunted Mansion themed question.
This is a real stumper. You may have to think about this one, but I know you'll know.
Okay.
How many ghosts occupy the Haunted Mansion?
999, but there's always room for one more.
That's right. Are you serious? Mm-hmm. I mean, you even gave more the answer. I just wrote 999 ghosts, but you finished the line. So there you go.
Speaking of Haunted Mansion...
Clayton, stop it.
We're just speaking of Haunted Mansion.
All right.
Can you name the three hitchhiking ghosts?
Yes.
What are their names?
Ezra, Phineas, and Gus.
Now, which one is which?
Okay, this is what always tricks me. Okay, so
Gus is not the fat one.
Yeah, it's the opposite of what I think. The reason why I get tripped up is my parents, they have a basset hound named Gus, and he's a bit plump.
He's larger.
He's a nice nugget with legs.
He's a very massive basset hound.
He's a big boy.
Even if he would just be massive regardless of his weight.
He's just a little plumper.
Yeah.
You
just have a predisposition.
He's got more to his figure.
Yeah, he's got some curves.
There's the one ghost who, you know, he's just has a different build.
Yeah.
More bulkier.
Yeah.
And so I'm always like, wait, so is that Gus?
Yeah.
Just because I'm thinking of Gus, our dog, no, Gus.
Gus is the short one.
Yeah. With the beard.
Yeah.
Ezra.
Tall one. No.
Yes.
Yeah. Tall one. And Phineas is the.
I'd also stop for some, like, wait. Yeah. Ezra. Yeah.
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 Took me a long time to get that down.
I'll just say I'm dying to learn about the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah.
Interesting. I'll keep that in my mind for future.
Is this podcasting room actually stretching, or is that just my imagination?
You're not going to do a different line than that?
What?
That one we used in our last episode.
They don't know that.
Yeah, they do. They listen to the show.
Do they know that? I don't know.
They just listen to Patreon. Is that all you can think? Okay, how about this? Are you ready for this next chilling challenge?
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, final question.
Find a way out of the room.
So yeah, you have to get this right to pass.
No pressure.
Bum, bum, bum.
Wait, this is only...
Did I not give us 10?
I only have... Did I throw...
Is there a missing one?
I don't think so.
Oh, boy.
We got Tiki Room Birds, Tiki Room Chower, Pretzel Carts, Fairies, and the Haunted Mansion.
Okay, maybe I only gave us 9. So, well, okay.
I still think it's
you still right, have to get it right either way to pass.
Counting is hard.
Yeah,
apparently. As you can tell, we're very serious on the show. We really put a lot of production value into this.
I really prepped for this one, considering these questions were already written for me. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Another Fast Pass question. Oh,
no.
It makes me so sad talking about Fast Pass anytime it comes up. It's like, those are the good old days. And it's still fun to go, but.
All right, let's get this brutality over with.
What rides have Fast Passes in Disneyland?
Oh, come on. Okay, this is old school Fast Pass.
Yes. So think about ones we've gotten in the past. They have changed over time. Like one ride would have it for a little bit of time. They took it away. They'd bring it back. So just try and name all the ones that have had fast passes. I mean that you.
This is just Disneyland.
Because like here, I'll say one.
Is just Disneyland?
Yes. Remember we did fast passes for California Adventure last episode. But wait.
Indy.
So like Winnie the Pooh technically had fast passes when they first unveiled the program. But like I wouldn't say that's a required answer because it wasn't in use for a long time.
Okay.
Indy. Okay.
Haunted Mansion.
Mm-hmm.
Splash Mountain.
See, even Haunted Mansion's an interesting one. They brought it and would take it away over time.
Splash Mountain.
Yes. Do you want me to give you a number on how many I'm looking for? Or how many?
No, it's fine. Thunder.
Yes.
Star Tours. Space Mountain, Autopia.
Yeah. I'm thinking.
There should be one.
There's another one.
Yeah, Small World. Or, no.
You were closer with Small World, at least in location.
Roger Rabbit.
Yeah. Clayton, you know what that means?
I pass.
You won.
Hey.
You are smarter. Even with designated smoking locations that throw you off.
To be fair, these two questions
are
horse caca.
To be fair, you should have known this one.
I'm not so sure about that one.
I think so.
I'm not so sure about that one.
Clayton, way to go.
Okay, I'm gonna ask Emily one trivia question from this book I just conveniently have on the thing here.
Oh, no.
Okay, let me see.
Really? Those were only 9 questions? I thought I counted 10.
I guess not. Okay, Emily.
Yes.
We're gonna...
Are you gonna, like, show me a character and I have to name them?
Yeah, but I gotta, like, cover up the thing. Hold on. You won't know who that
is. Clayton, could you put a little more prep into this?
That's the beauty of it.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, who is...
I was kidding because I put zero prep into mine.
Who is this? You should know this. He's shown up several times in the animated series. And he was technically in an episode of X-Men 97. Technically.
In an episode?
Yes, he was technically in an episode of X-Men 97.
I don't know.
So, in case anyone needed to know, that is Cable.
Oh, Cable.
Nathaniel Summers.
Can you give me an easier one?
Okay, hold on. You won't, Cable, you won't know who huh? That, well, you should know who that is, but you won't know who that is.
Who?
Banshee.
Sounds kind of familiar.
He's the guy who screams. He's the Irish mutant.
Ah, okay. So not like an Ekron.
Not like an Ekron. You know, it's not like an Ekron. Okay, you'll know who that one is. You won't know.
Cam, I'm almost gonna do Time's Up on you.
This one. He's in X-Men 97. He was in the X-Men animated series several times.
He was in the most Captain Britain.
He was in the most recent episode.
It's not Captain. No.
He was in the most recent episode of X-Men 97.
I don't know.
With Storm, he was with Storm.
Shoot, you told me his name.
Several times, in fact.
They don't stick with me unless they're like the biggest characters.
Forge.
Oh.
Forge is a big character.
I was about to say 4D.
Okay, who's this? You should know this. You should know 4D. Who this is.
What's his name? I don't remember his name, though. I recognize him in cartoon form. I don't know his name.
Bishop.
Yeah, his name doesn't stick with me either.
Emily. Okay, what? Who's this?
Red something. Clayton, I've already told you the names don't stick with me. They all blend together eventually.
Well, someone's gonna have to get learning in Mr. Sinister.
Oh, I should have known that.
Yeah, you should have known that. Exactly.
What's the red one? Red Omega? Omega Red?
Yeah. Who's this?
He has a ponytail, right?
Yeah, who's that? He's Arcady.
Juggernaut.
Oh, okay, we got one. I hope you know that one.
Clayton.
What?
I already told you they don't stick with me.
Well, what?
It's okay. Also not like they're repeating their names a million times.
Who's this? Save for the
Mojo.
Crowd.
Mojo.
Okay, I have one more I'm going to ask you. You're not going to know it, but I'm going to ask you it anyways. Okay, who's this?
What?
Who's that?
I don't know.
So that's Strife. Do you want to know who Strife is?
Do I have an option?
No. He's the genetic clone of Cable. That's so he's confusing. Like, because Cable's a time traveler, so he's bouncing through a bunch of timelines. So he's like, it's essentially like he's another version of Cable.
Hmm.
You'll know who that one is. Okay, do you know who this one is?
Oh, Sauron.
Yeah, very well done.
The reason I remember, this is something we talked about watching the show. I'm like, what's the difference between that name and the guy from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
And you're trying to explain to him, like, isn't it the same?
Yeah, Sauron. No, like, no, there's very subtle differences.
They sound it's the Sauron same.
And Sauron. Sauron?
I feel like you're doing the Harry Potter thing to me. It's Leviosa, not Leviosa.
Yeah, it's Sauron. And Sauron.
So the same.
Yeah, can you see why I like Emma Frost? Look at those assets.
Clayton, this is a kid's show. Or family show, I should say.
Okay, let me see if there's one more here. One more.
Haven't I proven myself?
I think you unfortunately did the opposite of proving yourself. Because
I got the pterodactyl.
You got a lot of the other ones wrong that you need to get right.
Debatable.
Okay, who's this? He's in X-Men 97. He's in the most recent episode. He's hanging out with Jubilee. He shoots like solar flares out of his body. He harvests the power of the
sun.
Okay, and then you might see a little
sunspot.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I just guessed.
Yes, it's sunspot.
No way.
Roberto da Costa.
I mean, no, I knew that.
Yeah, like, of course you did. I knew that.
That wasn't a guess. I knew.
I knew that. Yeah, of course.
I knew it all along. What are you talking about?
Oh man, I love this art. This is Ileana Rasputin. She was in. Starts with an M. Make it
magical.
Yeah, but without the all.
Magical.
With the no, without the all. So what would you be?
Magic. Doing?
Yes. Okay, well, we're going to have to... I think we are now need to do an Emily quiz on the X-Men.
No.
Write down... Please comment look, below. Comment below.
No.
And let me know if you want to see her in the hot seat.
Hey, it's fine because I already know. I don't know.
I'll come up with... So, just do some studying. I'm a little... Like, you didn't remember any of those names? We watched the whole series.
I knew Sunspot.
Yeah, you knew Sunspot.
I knew dumb Mojo.
You knew Sunspot. Clean. Okay, okay. If you can tell me who this is, one last one.
you keep adding more. Who is that?
Say his name all the time.
Not
Sunspot.
It's not Cyclops because that's Cyclops. A main X-Men.
No, it's a bad guy.
Can I have a hint?
He's an ancient mutant that's been around.
No, a hint about his name. Hint. I need a hint.
Starts with an A.
A. A.
A. Starts with an A.
A. R. Adam.
Apocalypse. Apocalypse.
I knew it. I knew it. Yeah,
you knew it.
I knew it.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
We're going to have to work on your education.
I knew it.
We're going to have to work on your education. Because this was pitiful.
Clayton, there's too many characters.
You're telling me. They keep adding them. I knew who these people are.
Of course you do.
Okay, pick a random one in here and let me see if I know it. Just one. We'll see. Let's prove a point.
Oh, man.
Of course. Okay. She's going to end up picking one I actually probably don't know. That's Mastermind. You want to pick one more?
You keep just doing one more. One more.
Mastermind was the character in the Dark Phoenix saga.
Okay.
That's a Boom Boom.
How is there a character named Boom Boom?
She makes explosions.
It's like the Flintstones. Bam Bam.
Yeah, Bam Bam. Boom Boom.
It's the modern version of Flintstones.
You want to pick one more? Can I go 3 for 3?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's the one guy that...
you don't know? I knew those
ones. Yeah, he's like the... He's
Clayton, even I knew this one.
No, he's the... What's his name? I think he's the Captain Britain. He's like a British Secret Service. What's his name?
Who?
Yeah, but what's his thing? Hold on. Okay, I didn't have that one.
Oh, so you didn't know it at all. It's
Weird Happenings Organization. Okay, pick another one. Pick one that's not in the Allies section. Pick an actual mutant or Brotherhood. So either specific. In the blue or the red section.
So this is specific. No, I'm not doing that. You say that name all the time.
Which one?
Oh, not that one either. Polaris.
Oh yeah, I love Polaris. She's like one of my favorites. She's also this is such a joke. She also happens to be a woman.
Could you have asked me this one, Professor X?
Yeah, no, I'm not dumb. I've now that we mentioned this in the other show because I was talking about my favorite X-Men. A lot of them happen to be women.
Okay, this I'm running out because every time I open, I'm opening something like this with Rogue. Why are you staring to me so intently?
I just want to see what you pick.
Forge. Okay.
Oh, this is like it's some weird name. It's like I don't know who this guy is.
Widget?
Widget. Yeah, that's right. Widget.
Okay, are we done?
Yeah, we're done. I think we proved my point that we need to put Emily in the hot seat about some Marvel characters.
Well, I've already said I already admit I don't know.
Okay, well, we're going to learn you some Marvel stuff real good on this show.
I'm busy researching other things.
I'm going to learn it to you as a bonus for all the listeners, too, because then they can learn about so cool characters like Strife and Cable. And Cable, they might want to learn about because he showed up in Deadpool 2. Which means that technically Cyclops exists in the Deadpool universe. And Deadpool's being brought in the MCU. So that technically means that Cyclops exists in the MCU universe somewhere.
Uh-huh.
That also means the Goblin Queen exists.
Okay.
All right, that's enough.
This is not comic book corner here.
It very well could be.
Clayton, you're overshadowing your victory.
I won.
You won.
And Emily lost at X-Men Challenge.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. It is what it is. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Now, if I lost at Disney Parks trivia, then I'd be upset.
What like, about what about Disney 100, all the things under the sun, except not parks?
Just Disney Channel.
Disney content.
Yeah, we got gifted this Disney trivia game, and it's like was a specialty one for Disney 100 celebration. Yeah, no we're like, ooh, this is going to be so fun. And then we start asking all the questions. I'm like, this is so ridiculous. They're all like Disney Channel questions. Yeah. Like, I don't know this. I know some Disney Channel, but not like who's the aunt of, I don't know, some kid from a current Disney Channel show. I'm like, I don't know.
All right. Well, this has been Are You Smarter Than a Disney Child? I am.
He is smarter.
This time smarter than a Disney Child. Emily is not smarter than an X-Men weirdo.
X-Men weirdo? That's the title you're giving yourself?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's fine. I mean, I have a book about the uncanny X-Men Jim Lee trading cards here so on my desk. Said. So enough said. So we'll come back. We have more volumes of this. We now know we have to quiz Emily on Marvel stuff. So that's fun. MCU based because you've seen all the MCU movies.
Yeah. A lot of those also run together for me.
Well, we're going to quiz. So. You've seen them. So we're going to technically quiz you on them.
Yeah, but.
Okay. Thanks for paying. Or, you know, that came out wrong. Thanks for supporting us. I'm keeping this one in because it's too good. Thanks for giving us some cash.
Are you kidding me, Clay?
It was a slip of the tongue. What?
Thanks for paying.
Thanks for supporting the show.
Oh my gosh.
Your support here on the Patreon side means a lot to us. It helps
and I
us.
Apologize for my husband.
Yeah, it's not
on
just...
On behalf of my husband.
I truly believe in the support and not just the money. The support obviously means a whole lot more than just the monetary aspect of it.
Yes.
You believe in us. So thank you so much for supporting us on this side.
Keeping
the lights on and helping us recur and buy new stuff and do cool new stuff like this. So if there's something you'd like to see on Patreon side that's not just, you know, your normal deep dive or this or... some of the other stuff we try to do, we can still try to do. Or if you have an idea or suggestion, let us know.
We are open.
And we'll try it out. We're willing to try anything at least one time. At least. That's it for this. And I think we'll leave it there. And when we get back on vacation, we have other...
Get back from vacation.
When we get back from vacation, we have stuff on the Patreon side. We'll get it. We'll have more. We have more content for you. So.
Yes, we will.
All right. With that, Emily...
With that, remember to be kind to each other and prove you are smarter than a Disney child, which he is. But most importantly,
make it magical.
Let's make it magical. Yeah. Bow, 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 bow.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everyone.